We all want capital in this world. We're capitalists, or we hope to be, hope to stay that way in this country. Some
Too
people
late.
Don't. Too late.
Too late.
Too late. We're becoming something other than capitalists. But I think that the religious right and conservatism is going to overcome this. However, that's a good thing because that's the better form of government.
Yes.
Communism has been tried, and it has failed.
Like it is now.
Like it is now. It's failing in this country.
Legalized plunder. Legalized theft is what it is.
Yes. It's taking from the rich and giving to the poor. Redistributive wealth, and it never works.
Did you ever work for a poor guy?
No, nobody ever worked for a poor guy.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Some people love jobs, but they hate employers.
So let me think about that. They love jobs, but they hate employers. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, they love jobs. They want jobs. You know, it's funny. You always hear about these schemes of keeping everyone employed, but you never hear of the schemes of government trying to keep manufacturing going. You can't have employment
without keeping the manufacturing going.
I mean, it's so stupid how man is.
Yeah, and if you tax the...
And they think it's a Christian thing to steal from somebody to give to the poor. That's an individual thing. The fact
that's
that Christians buy into that, that they actually think that's a Christian thing to do, to steal, to give to someone else.
Force somebody to give
up
their
money. You know what?
Why
don't they just be honest? Instead of having the government do it, we should send people a person's name and address, mm-hmm. and they should go to the house personally and collect the money.
Yeah, it would hurt a lot more
that
way.
Now, you owe me $48. Why do I owe you? Because you're supposed to give to help me out.
You have to give to help me out.
That's theft. Paul says, let him who stole steal no longer. But we think it's a good thing. That's how diluted Christianity is.
When you tax these companies and the rich, you only make it harder for the people down the line. They're going to fire people.
Yeah.
They're going to charge more for their product. I mean, come on.
So what do you have? Do you have a problem with Social Security? Yeah. Thou shalt not steal. That's how it is.
You think you and I are ever going to see Social Security?
Oh, no.
And, you know, who needs it anyway? What is this retirement mentality? I don't understand this. To give up work so that you can sit on your fat ass and do nothing for the rest of your life?
That's it.
That's ridiculous.
We talked about that yesterday. We're always looking for retirement.
I know. The retirement mentality.
I hate to bring this up. You know, we're not under law. We're not condemned. But, you know, the laws make a lot of sense. They're practical. For instance, you know what most people forget about the commandment of the Sabbath? You know what's part of the commandment?
What?
Laboring 6 days. They never think of the labor. Labor is important. There's nothing worse for a sinner in this world than to have nothing to do.
To have leisure. Yeah, like that song that Styx used to sing, Too Much Time on My Hands.
Too Much Time on My Hands.
It's a wonder I'm not a criminal.
Yeah, it's it. That's a great line.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. Man who doesn't... What did David... Remember when David was supposed to go to war? What did he do instead? He sat around on his duff, right?
Mm.
What happened to him?
Nothing good.
Nothing good. He ended up committing adultery and murder.
Yeah, he had too much time to look out the window where Bathsheba was cavorting in the waters of the garden without the need.
Where are we going with all this?
I want to talk about Bathsheba some more.
Okay.
I like Sarah Palin.
Yeah. She's hot.
Yeah, really amazing.
As the scriptures would say, she was pleasant to look upon.
Yeah, she was fair of face and form.
Yes. I love Alaska, man.
Well, what did that sign say up in Michigan you saw during the
Sarah election? Palin for president because America could use a good spanking.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, folks, obviously, there's a lot of wisdom in that, but
yes.
There really is. We understand that. You know, I brought this up a long time ago. In fact, when you were having your problems at home with your plumbing and all these disasters in your car, I talked about liberals and conservatives. And as long as we're on this line, I actually remember now where 3 months ago I left a point undone, and it's coming back to me.
Oh, God.
I said that liberals hate the conservatives, conservatives hate the liberals. But I think it's more than ideology. I really do. I think there's a... I think this say this to the credit for the credit of the liberals that they see the hypocrisy in the religious right in mainstream Christianity because for some reason conservatism is tied to religion.
Yes.
Right? And I think it's the religion that the godless liberals, I mean, you generally speaking, liberalism leads to atheism, but I think that what pushes people into atheism is not necessarily liberalism itself. I think it's a knee-jerk reaction to the hypocrisies of Christianity, which has aligned itself historically to the conservative movement.
Yes.
Would you agree with that?
I would say there's truth to that, yes.
There is truth to that. And I think that if the conservatives could divorce themselves of the religion and the self-righteousness, I don't think they can see the self-righteousness. I don't think they can see it. Just like any other standard issue Christian, they cannot see that they're talking grace out of one side of their mouth and condemnation out of the other side. You know, the liberals always accuse the conservative Christians of condemning homosexuality and abortion. And as we said earlier this week, those things are wrong, and yet to legislate it. And this is what the beast of Revelation is going to eventually do. What I see happening in this country now is that Obama is building a one-world government. Anybody with eyes to see can see that. And to me, if you have a global currency, that's the day they come out with a coin that you can spend anywhere on the planet. That's the day that we have a one-world government. It's all about the money. It doesn't need to be ugly anymore. You don't need to send armies across borders and shed blood. You have a small group of people that control the money. Now, I don't think the conservatives are evil enough to build this machinery, but I think Obama is, and I think that the knee-jerk reaction we're seeing now, this rise of conservatism with the Tea Parties and the 9/12 Project, it's exciting to see. I'm all for it. I'd love to see Obama go down. And yet I know that the rise of conservatism is going to be the simultaneous rise of religion.
Yeah.
And politics and religion is going to join in a big way, and that is the harbinger of the beast of Revelation and of Daniel chapter 7.
Yeah.
So as much as it's going to be fun to watch, it's going to be scary at the same time, because the deception of the end times is going to be so slick that even the elect would be deceived if possible.
Yeah.
So I was talking about capitalism. I'll quote scripture now. 1 Timothy 6, devoutness with contentment is great capital. And Dan, you spoke eloquently yesterday about devoutness and what it is to live a holy life. And that is great capital. If you're happy, if you like your job, I don't care if you're driving a bus or work or cooking at Denny's. If you're happy, then you are wealthy. That counts for something. Because the people that work on the 106th floor of in Wall Street, they're going to be jumping out the windows one day soon. They're not happy people. Their happiness depends on the rise and fall of the market. But if you're content, and if you're devout, if you have a reverence toward God, that is great capital. For nothing do we carry into the world. It is evident that neither can we carry anything out. Now, having sustenance and shelter, with these we shall be sufficed.
Yeah.
Sustenance and shelter. That's all. That's not much. That's food.
Do you know in the book of Deuteronomy, that was the provision for a stranger who came among the Israelites?
Is that right?
And it's just, and we are strangers here in this world. Paul calls us that.
Yes, we're passing through.
We're passing through. And
thank
so
God.
Just like the stranger who came among the Israelites when Israel was in their land, God told them, God says he visits the stranger, giving them food and raiment. By the way, it's Deuteronomy 10:18. And here it says, and having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. That's the basics.
Right.
Do you have the basics of life? Do you have shelter, and do you have food?
If you do, then you're blessed. And if you have anything above that, you're super blessed. You're super abundant. Most of us, Dan, I'm still shocked that I can turn a spigot at my house and have hot water come out. I've never gotten over the thrill of that. I mean, it's amazing to me. For some reason, I have a gift of realizing how great that is.
You know, you listen to the news, right? I was listening. People are talking about people have a right.
Yeah.
It's a civil right to have health care.
No.
Who told you that crap? Who said that you had the right to health care? Who said you have a right to running water? Who said you have a right to that stuff? What humanistic garbage told you you had a right to these things?
Liberalism.
Which is satanic. That is just pure crap. You don't have a right to any of those things. People are about their rights, their rights, their rights. Paul says, having food and raiment, therewith let us be content.
And how do you get the food and raiment? You get it the way Adam got his...
You work for it.
You work for it.
If any man will not work, neither let him eat. No, but that's not true. No. If he doesn't work,
let me get my violin out.
Not work,
let me get my violin out.
We feed him.
Yes, we'll take care of him.
Yes.
We'll give you everything that you
that's
need.
That's very impractical. Yes, yeah, Zender, you and I aren't about practical things on this show. We don't care about doing practical stuff.
Oh, speaking of practical stuff,
yes.
Your great talk yesterday. It was inspiring. That's why I didn't say much yesterday. I was just in awe of of your teaching. You know, it's how do you get knowledge about God? I was taught that I had to be good. I had to walk the right way. And if I did everything right, God would give me knowledge. But Paul says we're to seek knowledge first, and then the walk will follow. We get it all backwards in religion. Big surprise there, huh?
Yeah.
You talked about reading in Ephesians in chapter 5, verse 9, says, as children of light be walking. For the fruit of the light is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. What does everybody want? Goodness, righteousness, and truth. And what are these things the fruit of? Light. So light comes before fruit. It works that way in nature. The fruit with the most light produces the most, and it works like that with God too. And that, I think of Martha and Mary every time I read this passage. Martha is hurrying through the kitchen trying to make sure everything's just perfect. You know, nice. I'm sure our Lord appreciated the, you know, the mocha and the you know, the turkey sandwiches. But when it came down to it, Mary had chosen the better part by sitting at his feet and listening to him.
Yeah.
And going back to that passage about contentment, it also says there that where was I? Nothing do we bring into the, oh yeah,
first
the bottom is
First Timothy six.
Listen to this. This is a warning to everyone. Listening. Now, those intending to be rich are falling into a trial and a trap, and the many foolish and harmful desires which are swamping men in extermination and destruction. For a root of all of the evils is the fondness for money, which some craving were led astray from the faith and try themselves on all sides with much pain. Now, you, man of God, flee from these things, yet pursue righteousness, devoutness, faith, love, and endurance, suffering with meekness.
What a difference.
Yeah, I'm telling you, to be content with what you have is a gift of God, but it is great capital. It doesn't show up in your checking account.
Yeah.
It doesn't show up in your savings account. But when it's all said and done, if you can lay your head down on the pillow at night, having worked hard, having done your duty before God and man, and if you have a meal and if you can keep the wind off you, then you are a rich person and your family's rich
as well.
And
the most misquoted verse of all scripture, probably Philippians 4, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And the context of that is, I know how to have a lot and I know how to have a little. I know how to live with a lot of means. I know how to live with a little means. The key is contentment.
And God is training us.
He can give us the strength.
He's training us, yes. He can give us the strength and the power to be content
where we are. If you want to keep this show going, sorry to interrupt you there. If you want to keep this show going, please consider supporting us by sending your help to Cross and Throne Ministries. CrossandThrone.com supports this program, so you can go to our site, go to the donate button, or send your help to P.O. Box 421, Round Lake, Illinois, 600-73.
Have a good weekend, everybody. I'm Martin Zender, and we'll see you Monday. Thank you for listening.